Sit in a straight back chair. The reason why I want you to sit in a straight back chair is I don't want you to fall asleep. Because I want to teach you to observate yourself. Now that you're sitting in a straight back chair, put both feet flat on the floor and put your right hand by your side. Close your eyes. Now all I want you to do is be aware of your right hand hanging by your side. Just be aware of it. Notice it. Be conscious that it exists. That's all I want you to do for now. Are you doing that? Just be aware of your right hand hanging by your side. Now, shift your attention from one finger to another. Start with your thumb. Just notice the thumb. And then shift the attention from the thumb to the first finger and the second finger and the third and the fourth finger, and then start back with the thumb again. Just do it. The effect of doing this the way I'd like you to do it is that you feel a little tingling in each finger as you do it. Every time you give your attention to any part of your body, you're going to feel a little tingling. That's if you're giving your attention to that part of your body. If you're caught up in your thoughts, you're not giving your attention. You don't experience body awareness, and that's what I want you to experience. I want you to get in touch with your body. I want you to feel that your body exists. I want you to be aware of it, because then you're going to affect it by being aware. You're going to affect it by the presence of your awareness within you, rather than the presence of other people outside you. We're going to give you control over your own mind and body, but in a way that you never suspected was possible. You won't believe how simple it is. It is as simple as being aware of your right hand, shifting your attention from one finger to another, until it just tingles just a little bit. What I'd really like it to do is to feel warm. That is what the goal is. Not so much effort trying to make it tingle. The tingling is the first level of experience where your awareness comes to focus on any part of your body. A little energy goes to that part of your body. You feel it as a little tingling. Anytime you give your attention to any part of your body, it will tingle just a little bit. You can give yourself a negative awareness or a positive one. We're going to teach you to have a positive one so it's to have a healing effect on your body and mind. Now be aware of your right hand, first finger, second finger, third finger, then the thumb again, first finger, second finger, third. Just do it slowly. Do it without me telling you. Just to exercise influence of your consciousness over your mind and your mind over your body. The evidence that this is happening is that you can feel your finger tingling. Now, watch what happens to your mind. Your mind tries to pull you in. A business deal, perhaps. Worried about your children. Or you're figuring a mathematical sum in your mind. Your mind does ridiculous things. It's busy. It pulls you in to a fantasy, a memory. You're going to say something to so-and-so next time you see him. You're thinking about washing the car. It could be anything, but watch it pull you in, and it makes you forget to be aware of your hand. See, you're losing your body awareness, and you're absorbed in your thought. That's what's wrong with you. You've been a victim of your thoughts. You've been lost like Alice in Wonderland in your dreamscape. So just be conscious that your hand exists. And now, with your eyes closed, look at your thoughts. Look at the thoughts that try to pull you in. See? Now, when you're involved in your thoughts, you can't be aware of your hand. When you're involved in your thoughts, you can't be aware of your hand. You're simply involved in your thoughts. You're daydreaming. And you forget your hand. But if you remember your hand, become aware of it, you're not daydreaming. It's as simple as that. There's no need to struggle. I don't want you to try. I don't want you to put any effort out. In school or in the past, they've taught you to force yourself to do things. They've pressured you. You pressure yourself to achieve things. Let's not do that here. All I want you to do is be aware of your right hand, as though you were looking through the middle of your forehead. So be aware of your hand, shift your attention from one finger to another, and notice your thoughts and see how they pull you in, and see how they pull you in so that you can't be aware. You don't have presence of mind when you're caught up in your thoughts. You don't have body presence, body awareness. You're not electrifying your body. Now, if you keep doing this exercise, your hand will get warm. If you keep doing this exercise, pulling back, observing thought, not being lost in it, and then being aware of your hand to extend the energy of awareness that goes down into your hand, you'll notice that having that presence of mind, without being lost in your thoughts, and just being aware of the hand getting warm, causes electrical communication to occur in your own body. Now, keep doing it when I'm talking to you so I can explain what's going on to you. It's like a telephone communication. You're talking to a friend 100 miles away and someone shuts off the electricity. You're talking to yourself. It's the electricity that communicates to your friend. And so it is with you. It's this presence of mind, the presence of mind that exists without being lost in thought, that gives a life flow, electrical energy. I call it love because it's warmth. It communicates natural understanding to your body. Now, when you are angry and upset, that reverses. When you're upset, you start to react to the person who upset you. And another electrical energy, let's call it AC, alternate current. And let's call our energy, feel the warmth in your hands, DC, direct current, directly from you. When you allow yourself to become resentful, the AC predominates. The DC current is cut off, no longer directly communicating with your own body and with other people. That flow doesn't reach them. It doesn't project. The other person's cruelty projects into you and makes a home in you. And for the rest of your life, you're cut off. Because once you're connected to the other person and disconnected from yourself, it's hard to be yourself. You don't know what's happened. And I'm showing you now the simple exercise. Just do it this way. Be aware of your hand. You can use your other hand too. You can have both hands by your side if you want to. And be aware of both hands, tingling warm. But shift your attention from one finger to the other. And just feel your hands getting warm. And they will get warm so long as you're not lost in your thoughts. And you can come out of your thought and experience conscience, total consciousness. You can experience an awakening that is much more awake than you've ever been before. It's called awareness. See, one state is being awake. Animals can be awake. Human beings can be aware. See, human beings' awareness is lost in a dream. If you have a nightmare, the dream controls you. You react to your dream as if they were three-dimensional figures, solid. And you emotionally react to that dream as if it was real. Why? Because you're lost in the dream. And the awareness that have taken the reality away from the dream is not present when you're asleep. So you think that the dream is real. And you react to the dream without that awareness. And now what I'm teaching you is to be aware more than awake. Because you can be lost in your head even while you're walking down the street and talking to people. And you're affected by their reality. Life is just a dream. And you're affected by this dream. But when you're very aware, not lost in your thoughts, not the extension of the pressures around you, not doubting yourself and caught up in your emotions, in that sort of semi-dream state, when you're not being caught up with doubt and fear and guilt, you're in command. And you're in command by virtue that you're aware more than awake. And it takes the reality away from the dream you've been living in. No need to escape in fantasies anymore. Come out of them. Experience reality. Don't be afraid to face your faults. Your biggest fault is resentment and judgment. And don't be afraid to be sorry and admit you're wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. you hate a wrong, you become the wrong. And that's been your problem. You become addicted to being resentful and judgmental. So when you become wrong, that is separated from your reason, the power of it. And when you become like the other person inside, you don't know how to deal with the guilt of it. So you set aside your conscience. And your conscience is really your friend. And that is why we have so many problems of relaxation. In the past, when people try to relax, they may succeed in doing so, but they encounter their conscience. And they experience greater conflict from relaxation than from getting lost in thoughts and feelings and emotions and anger. But you need to experience that inner conscience. You need to experience the inner pressure. It will repent you. It will humble your ego. Don't resent that emerging pressure of conscience. Don't resent knowing about yourself. And don't be afraid to be sorry, for your part of it at least. And realize that your biggest problem you have, the reason why you're so sensitive to pressure, so conflicted by that pressure, is because of that simple little, tiny little emotionless emotion called resentment. That is the root of all the other emotions that poisons every natural affection, which makes you too strong or too weak, but never right. Got it? You can learn to be strong now, but patiently, calmly strong. You act instead of react. You do what has to be done. You believe what you must believe. And you believe in what you know. And you don't doubt what you know. Because doubt can make you emotional. But emotions can make you doubt and give you the faith system and the belief system of the person that upsets you and the person that makes you doubt. They sense that weakness. So when you're upset, you doubt. It separates you from your own powers of reasoning and communicates the reasoning or the unreasoning of the other person to you. Don't you see that? When you're not upset, when you realize the truth, the first truth you realize, is, don't be upset, otherwise you're going to be separate again. The whole world will come crashing in. So there's two things to learn, to stay in this objective state and learn to communicate with your body. Very simple. You practice this exercise on your own. You don't need me. You use this instruction as long as you need it. And slowly but surely you wean yourself away. And you can do this exercise when you're sitting under a tree or for 2 minutes at a stoplight somewhere if you want to. Not a good idea, but you can do it anywhere. Anywhere you have a few moments, you just be aware of your hands. And under stress, you can be aware of your hands too. When you know that a stress situation is coming up, just put yourself in your center, become a little objective, and it'll feel as though you're inside you, insulated from the world for a few moments. And things around you will look distant. You'll put a distance between you and the person that's aggravating you. You'll always have a sense of impending temptation. You kind of see it coming before it actually starts. It's almost like you have a sort of an advantage in time, in the timeless place that you're living inside your soul. You have an intuitive sense of what's coming, where no bad can get through those four shields because you have this flow of energy flowing to your body, see? Now be aware of your hands or hand. Keep shifting your attention from one finger to another. My words are just commentary. The main thing is to get into your center, to learn how to be objective to your thoughts. If your thoughts pull you in, don't get upset that they pulled you in. Just notice that they've pulled you in and come back again. As you observe your thoughts, they will cease to be dreams with power over your consciousness, with power over you. See, you lose your power by losing yourself in your thoughts. You become a victim of the dream and the dream solutions which are eventually acted out. They're not real answers. And those dream answers or imagination answers will always cause you to overreact to your own mistakes ad infinitum. So the secret is to be calm so reason prevails and logic And you don't have to look for logic in your intellect. It'll simply be there. You'll see clearly what is so. You'll always see clear what is so. If you don't see clearly what is so, well, just be patient until you do see clearly what is so. It's that simple. Now keep concentrating or observating. You notice I've changed the word. It's not really concentrating. See, concentration is when you're involved in something and it absorbs your consciousness. You see a pretty girl or a handsome man and your eyes follow that person compulsively. Or your mind, even if your eyes are staring straight ahead, your mind is still following that person. You're concentrating. And when you're worried, you're concentrating. You're absorbed in your thinking. Even when you're dreaming and having a nightmare, you're concentrating. You're fixated. Your mind is a slave to your dreams. Your mind has to work in subservient to your awareness, your enlightenment, to your vision, which will come to you if you're not lost in your thoughts. Now let's go through that again. Concentrate. Ah, change the word. You're not concentrating. You never need to concentrate, except on certain things that you choose to concentrate on. Most of your concentrations are compulsions. Even a distraction is a concentration away from the fixation or concentration of something else negative. A fantasy is a concentration away from a negative concentration. But it isn't positive. Your mind captures your consciousness either way in a dream state and takes away your control. Isn't that simple? We want to observate. And when we want to concentrate, we do so out of choice, not out of compulsion. A time when it seems appropriate to you. This is the magic of this exercise. Going to observate yourself. Become distant from your thoughts and feel that warm flow of energy until you feel warm all over your body, in your tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. Your whole body is filled with light and warmth. Floods. Your consciousness is the conduit to flood your energy with light and warmth. And whatever you know is right in your heart, that you'll find yourself effortlessly doing, you don't have to tell yourself anything. And you don't have to pre-plan conversations. It will flow spontaneously from your heart and from your spirit. You're going to have some negative reaction to this, because people who are used to controlling you will find you cold and they'll call you negative, heartless, not compassionate. Be careful. Don't doubt yourself. You're going to be in control now. They may even call you mean because it upsets them because they can't upset you. And the upset hurts them and they think you're hurting them. They can't feed off you anymore. They can't manipulate you anymore. And besides, you're making them look at themselves because you're no longer worse than them. You're no longer supporting them. You're no longer more confused than them. They have to look at themselves in your presence. So watch for that. Don't give in to that. Don't be moved by their outrages and their cries for pity and their tears. Just be aware of your hands and understand there's two parts of this exercise. One, becoming objective to your thoughts. Simple. And you do this by shifting your attention from one finger to another, while becoming observant of the thoughts that pass the screen of your mind. That's all, and you become objective, and your body will become warm, and the anxiety will slowly disappear. Your anxiety will slowly disappear. There will be some anxiety initially, because you're going to come towards the truth, your conscience, and your conscience will catch up with you. If you sit still for those inner pressures, they will overcome you and you will become you again. That simple. And with this new you, you will be impervious to the pressures around you. But the protection, that which protects you, it keeps the world from getting in, making you super sensitive and conditioning your mind to their will, is this little thing called resentment. Watch out for the resentment and be more patient and forgiving. It takes practice. If anything goes wrong, it's because you have failed in this little protective knowledge called patience, and the failing's called resentment. Or impatience, there's a new word. When you're impatient, you're resentful. When you're patient, you're subject to reason. When you're impatient, you're subject to the stress or the pressure. That's simple. Can you see the simplicity? So you see, you have two things to do. One, to become aware and warm when you meditate, which extends into your daily life. It puts the shield around you. And the second part of the exercise is the philosophy, or the simple idea is to be patient. Well, in religious parlance, it's called forgiving. If you're not upset, you never have to be guilty. If you don't judge, you don't have to forgive. If you become upset and you judge, well, that's a guilt. But then if you feel guilty and you forgive the aggressor, the transgressor, then sometimes when you forgive, it's only out of guilt to make friends with them. And forgiving them and getting along with them often condones what's wrong with them, so they hurt you again. If you're not upset, if you don't judge, you don't have to forgive. If people say, oh, can you forgive me? Say, I never judged you. I don't have to forgive you. Two things. If people praise you and tell you what a wonderful person you are, don't get excited about it. Say thank you. Learn to deal with compliments and praise properly. If people are cruel to you and try to upset you and degrade you, take it in your stride without resentment. Stay even. And once you stay even, a whole set of new emotions and feelings will come about. You won't be a feelingless creature, so don't worry. You'll have these emotions and feelings, but in a different way, in a pure sense. You'll be kind towards those who need the kindness, but you won't be sorry for those who don't deserve it, which you were before. They've aggravated you and you feel guilty, and you end up pleasing them and giving them money and feeling sorry for them when you shouldn't. Your life will come back on course. There's nothing more to learn except your conscience, your experience will teach you the rest of it. Is do this observation exercise twice a day, morning and evening. Morning to prepare you for the day and the evening to prepare you for the night. So you sleep differently. You don't lose yourself in sleep. You won't sleep so deeply. And you'll see that your past will parade before you and come to mind again for review. And just watch, you don't become upset with your memories. And you'll be finished with them too. Because there's two places where the problem appears. It was outside you, and then you get upset. And then it's inside you. And then you get upset with that. And it's like happening over and over again, even though it isn't happening. Only in your head. That's why it's so important to deal with everything. The outside, don't get upset with it, and no more gets inside. And once you've closed the hole in the ship and water isn't coming in, the world isn't seeping in anymore, then you can bail yourself out. Then it has some value. Now you can deal with the internal memories, the traumas, and don't get upset with them. Simple. Don't be resentful to your memories. Just see what you must see. Let it pass by the screen of your mind and see what you have to see about yourself. See what you did wrong. You see how it got inside you. You did wrong. You couldn't help yourself then. You were young. You had no other recourse except being upset. No other knowledge was available to you as it is now. It got inside you because you were resentful. That was the way your life was ruined. And you're still upset with things as they appear in your mind. So the stress appears in both places. Outside, even your mind stresses you. The memory of it stresses you. And you're upset with your own memories and remembrances. Let them go. Let the anger, the resentment go. Drop the rage and be free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Be objective and forgiving, patient. You'll know what love is. Now open your eyes and do this exercise twice a day, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and if you can find an opportunity during the day, do it there for a few minutes. Thank you.